This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Kerala and Tamil Nadu yesterday. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for various projects and dedicated completed projects in Tamil Nadu to the tune of 5,650 crore rupees at Panjapur in Tiruchirappalli. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that infrastructure development programs initiated by the central government will improve connectivity and increase job opportunities for the local population there by improving the local economy.
Today's program is an important one for the future of Tamil Nadu. It is related to project worth 5,600 crore rupees. These projects are about infrastructure for clean energy, petroleum-related manufacturing, highways, railways, and rural roads. They will boost energy access connectivity and create thousands of jobs for the youth of Tamil Nadu.
The Prime Minister flagged off 5 new train services, including 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains, 2 regular express trains and 1 passenger train. Mr. Modi also dedicated the Indian Oil Corporation lube blending plant. Speaking at the program, the Prime Minister said, "The government is working day and night for the development of the state. The piped natural gas connection project in Nilgiris and Erode districts of Tamil Nadu will give an eco-friendly positive environment which will be equal to planting 4 crore trees in 8 years. Later, addressing a public rally organized by the NDA, the Prime Minister referred to the conflict in West Asia, saying that it has affected the whole world's energy supply chain. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched multiple developmental projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Kerala. He also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhila Kerala Dhivara Sabha in Kochi yesterday. Joint Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma has said that India's crude supply is secure and about 70% of the country's crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. Addressing interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, she said that the volume of crude oil secured by government exceeds what normally would have arrived through the Strait of Hormuz. She also informed that domestic LPG production has increased by about 25% and the entire domestic LPG production is being directed towards household consumers. Ms. Sharma stated that the delivery of domestic supply of LPG takes around 2.5 days and called upon the people not to go for panic booking, assuring that supplies remain adequate. The Joint Secretary said that the country's gas companies have procured LNG cargoes from new sources. 2 LNG cargoes are on their way to India. Meanwhile, spokesperson of the External Affairs Ministry, Ranadhir Jaiswal, said that the government remains committed to the welfare of Indian nationals who are residing in GCC and West Asian countries. Lok Sabha negated the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla with a voice vote yesterday. Replying to the discussion in the House, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah said, "It is unfortunate that the integrity of the Speaker has been questioned by the opposition." Earlier, participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of BJP said, "The opposition brought the resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of opposition parties. After rejection of the resolution, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. today." The Indian Embassy in Qatar has informed that more than 500 Indians stranded in the country travelled to New Delhi and other destinations on Qatar Airways flights yesterday. The embassy said that Qatar Airways is scheduled to operate 2 flights to India today, that is one each to New Delhi and Mumbai. It added that the 3 24-hour helplines of the Embassy of India continue to be available for the Indian community for any queries. And the World Paralympics Grand Prix 2026 began yesterday in New Delhi and will continue till the 13th of this month. India's top para-athletes, including Paris 2024 gold medalists Sumit Antil, Praveen Kumar and Mariappan Thangavelu, are expected to participate in the event. 3-day event will provide 74 international classification slots for athletes across different categories. And that is the end of this news bulletin.